You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from the Republican National Convention on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube.
National Bank, they know there's nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they've developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. Good morning, Truth Nation. Telly and I are broadcasting to you live from the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. We had a caller. Al, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Al, so I know you had a question for Telly.
For both of us.
My question was, what do Norman, Cavalier Johnson, and Tim Scott, what do all of them have in common? And this is why we have no allies in our community. What do they all have in common?
Al, I took the entire commercial break to try and figure it out, and I don't know.
I think this is a rhetorical question from Al. I think he already knows the answer. You go ahead, Al. You tell us. Educate us, brother.
Okay, well, the answer is the delivery, the presentation of a white man, and that's one thing they never speak again. So that's why coonery has been normalized within our community. Because every time they see something that's wrong, they will never speak against master. And they all fit the description so they can be liked and praised and promoted by master. And if you look at every situation on anybody who fit their description, they never speak against master. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Al. You have a great day as well.
A lot of times when these type of things come up, it exposes a lot of other things. And because if this never happened, we would have never known that they dispatched these Columbus police officers to patrol on their bikes King Park. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even sound right. It doesn't even seem like this should go together. But with that being said, and knowing that these are the realities now, again, that's when you go back and look at how could this have been prevented. And at the very least, were these officers briefed on the area that they would be covering? Just like with the attempted assassination in Pennsylvania. Now they're going back to say, how could this happen? How could someone get within 400 shooting distance yards or feet away from former President Donald Trump? So it's only natural to go back. So no one is saying that it's anybody's fault or so-and-so should be blamed. We're saying that when you are in charge of something, as Chief Jeffrey Norman is in charge of the Milwaukee Police Department, and which means he's in charge of protecting the city, anything that happens, it falls under him because he is the leader.
Absolutely. Now, Telly, you represented a question that was very interesting.
Yes, yes.
And I want us to read this question because it is interesting. However, it goes back to how did we get here? What could have been something we could have done differently?
Yes, and I received this question, and I'm going to give him a shout out because it's a really good question by Ahmad. Ahmad asks, if the police didn't shoot and the man with the knife stabbed and killed the other guy, what would people be saying? And I mean, that's a valid point, and that was in the heat of the moment. I don't think the first reaction should have been pulling your gun. And we have had, and I want to to go back to John Fletcher, who we have had on our Black-owned business on Friday.
Love John's perspective.
Yes, and John on our True Talking text line, 833-212-1017, says, it seems to me they could have used a taser to take the guy down, but once again, they did what they have been trained to do. Clearly, there was no empathy in this situation.
I completely agree. And we do have two additional callers. Good morning, Val. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Okay, my question is, I get what happened and all of this, but so it was two persons there. One got shot. Where is the other guy at? Why isn't they anybody interviewing him to find out what escalated this problem and what he feel about them shooting this guy? Because to me, that was excessive. I mean, it seemed like every police that was charging at that man shot him. You heard over like 10 to 15 shots. They could have fired a warning shot if they wasn't that close to do a taser. They could have, I mean, it's so many other things that could have happened. And I know it's all part of God's plan or whatever it may be, but I'm just saying, where is the other person that was also part of this incident? Has anybody interviewed him to talk about what was going on and how he felt about, you know, any of this? Ain't nobody heard from him.
That's a great point. That is a really good point, Val. We appreciate it. And I'm sure that is a part of the investigation. And I also think that if as much as this plays out, I'm sure we should be able to hear from him in some capacity that led up to this fatal shooting. We appreciate you calling in. Mr. Hope, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning. I got a two-part question. I feel like that was wrong what they did to that man, killed him like that. And number two, I wanted to say, I've been riding for the last 3 days, and every time I pull up on ride pass, you know those spots where the power plant said that sends electricity to the neighborhoods in different spots of the neighborhood? You know what I mean?
Okay. Yep.
Why do they have police and National Guards guarding those little power plants everywhere in the neighborhood? Is something going on that they ain't telling us?
Well, Mr. Hope, there's a lot going on that they're not telling us, even down to the fact that they said that former President Donald Trump security was heightened before that attempted assassination. But, yeah, there are so many things that are going on that they're not going to just let the public know, because it could actually be a risk to us if we knew some of these things. But I don't know, or have I heard about that?
I just find it strange that wherever part of the neighborhood I ride through, and there's a power plant right there, electricity plant right there, there's a police guarding it or a National Guard standing around and guarding
it. Well, I can tell you this, Mr. Hope. I can tell you this, Mr. Hope. The questions that you're asking are valid, and there's a lot of questions that we need to be asking and holding our local and state level elected officials to provide answers for. So again, Mr. Hope, thank you so much for your call. Good morning, Plub Bob. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
This is my comment. And in the situation in dealing with what just happened, things need to be changed within the police system. Therein, if you are a threat, they want to pull out a gun. But if you don't have a gun, they still want to shoot you. What we need to do is start upholding the officers to a higher standard. For example, when the military goes overseas in dealing with individual warfare, as if they were in Afghanistan and things of that nature, you weren't able to pull out your AR or M16 if they have a 9mm or a rock, or if they're driving at you with a vehicle, you must subdue the vehicle. So instead of you pulling out your gun, what you would first have to do is pull out your taser. And then if things escalate where they pull out a gun, then you're able to pull out a gun. For example, they have all these military weapons that the police has, and if we only have a 9, they should only be able to pull out a 9 or a handgun. But them going straight from a handgun while he's pulling out a knife, I think that's a bit excessive, and they should be dealt with.
Completely agree. Plum Bob,
that's
thank you so
say.
Much. Thank you so much. That was a substantial thing to say. So thank you for sharing that. And we appreciate all of our valued listeners calling in today and expressing how you feel. And again, this goes back to Miss Melody. This is why we're here.
Yes.
This is why we're here. This is why we make sure that not only are we here, they see us. Whether invited guests show up or not, we are here for y'all because you deserve the best. Yeah. Good morning, Sandra. Thank you so much for holding. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Okay. Good morning. And my question is basically I have comments. But really, you know, when they show stuff like this, especially for our city, when you pull up YouTube, first thing they give the worst 10 cities to live in. And we're on that list, the worst 10 cities to raise children. We're on that list. And even though I know it was a shooting, but a lot of cities have more than one. You know, they have a lot of them. So I'm going to have to check those and see how they blast those out on the media. But I was just thinking of, not like these guys, but Al asked about Cavalier and all of them. Well, these people get a paycheck. They get fringe benefits. And a lot of us, when we had jobs, like I retired, I managed to have a job, and I managed to get a pension. So a lot of these people don't have that, you know, benefits, fringe benefits, and this and that. And I'm sure Cavalier and them get all the best. I mean, Ron Johnson, all of them off of us, off our tax dollars. We pay for all of this tragedy, you know, and it's always the black people that pay the price that's on the media. And then the same police, I knew they were coming because I read, I saw, I see, I read. They have to read this stuff. They said they were calling in the army into Milwaukee, like Milwaukee is just that bad. And you have to be alert because they could have used a taser. Where's the taser?
Yeah.
Nobody said nothing about a taser. It was just the gun that came out first. And five or so many of them shot that, but just like the Donald Boy in Chicago. The guy, the cop just drove up. He wasn't even in the mix with them. He just drove up and fired his gun. And when the bullets hit that boy, you saw all the smoke in the bullet. Mm. Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, just one black person's got to die, and now this is going to be all over America. Milwaukee is bad. Police come down there and shot the guy way from a mile from the vicinity. And we have to read. We have to be alert. And the Project 2025, all of this going to come about. We're going to see more. They don't know we're going to see more because everything in it is against us as black people. So that's basically what I had to say.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Sandra. We appreciate it. And to go back to Mr. Hope, I just received a text message from a retired police officer who said the reason why those power grids are being protected, you don't want terrorists to knock those out. Power stations, that is in where if phones needed to be used, like the lights, internet, etc., it could cripple the city. So that is the reason why.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You don't want to do that.
That's why I love the Truth Nation.
Yes. Just keep them coming in. And we appreciate all the talk, all the text messages, all the calls. Keep them coming this morning. And we're going to have to step aside for a break. But before we do, Truth Nation, now is your chance to be on our One Call That's All 5K giveaway. Entry today. Yes, you can be entered into win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017 and you will be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 101thetruth.com. Again, when we come back, keep the callers, keep the calls and the text messages coming in. Truth Nation, we see you on our True Talking text line as well as our YouTube message board. Keep it locked right here. We have more conversation on the other side of the break. You're listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly live from the Republican National Convention returns next on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly live from the Republican National Convention on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube.
Truth Nation, the True Family Fest is back. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth is proud to announce our second annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 17th at Riverside University High School in Milwaukee. We are bringing the community together for a family festival that will have something for everyone. There will be live music, delicious food, and we will be giving away backpacks, school supplies, and much more. So mark your calendars for this exciting event and come out to our second annual Truth Family Fest, which is on Saturday, August 17th at Riverside University High School. The Truth Family Fest is presented by Associated Bank, Your Money Works Here, and sponsored by Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, Erie Insurance, American Family Insurance, Outreach Community Health Centers, and Greater Milwaukee Urban League.
If you are just tuning in, good morning. Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 17th. This is day three of the RNC, the Republican National Convention. And I'm trying to restrain. Okay. Now, we have two different perspectives that just came through our Truth Talk.
We keep it positive. You know how we're going to keep it real positive? We're going to announce. I'm sorry, my hands are cold.
Now,
Jocelyn
good.
Walton
okay.
is the winner of our Gruber 5K giveaway entry.
You
she has been
make this
entered
look at Kyle.
To win.
Did you get it?
So, look.
So, Kyle, can I say what we just witnessed or no? Kyle, can I say what we just witnessed or no? No? Okay. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
look, this is Truth Be Told. We always do that.
So, Truth Nation, check this out. Guess who just walked by our booth? I'm gonna give y'all 5 seconds to just type in or call in and guess who you think. After saying that they couldn't be here, you cannot make this up.
I'm laughing because you just pulled a Joe Biden throughout his press conference. He started whispering. He'd be like, "Hey, look, you on the radio."
Look, this is why. So see, Miss Melody, this is why the truth has to be here. And you know what's crazy? I promise you, Truth Nation, I'm not making this up, because I was obviously disappointed when we received the cancellation notice from Eric Trump's team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I told my son. My son said, it'd be interesting to see where he's at tomorrow during the time that he said he couldn't be there.
Well, there your ass is.
And this Eric Trump just walked by,
made absolutely no eye contact.
Yesterday he was all up in our
like he came and wanted to shake my hand in mid sentence when come on now. See,
look at my face.
This is the problem that a lot of people have when we were talking about how former President Trump survived this assassination attempt and a day later he's in Milwaukee and this, that, the other, and shows the stamina. And as long as their agendas are being pushed, and Melody made a great point on our True Talking text line. She said the disrespect, none of the guests are showing up. Tommy Thompson didn't show up for Tory Lowe, many others. Basically, where's the disrespect? And here it is. The one thing that I had to remind you of when we did get that information yesterday is, at the end of the day, they're politicians. They're not pastors.
Well, at the end of the day, your word is your bond. That's how Papa T taught me. But I get it. This is politics.
Yeah.
But I'm curious. Dear Black Trump supporters, because y'all be quick to come in on me and Telly, you know, saying that we're for this party and against, and we're against Trump, anti-Trump, which we've never, ever said. Matter of fact, we were happy to invite Eric Trump on our show yesterday.
And was excited.
And was excited. Yeah. So, dear black Trump supporters, where are you now? Where are your comments now? I'm just curious. Because the Eric Trump party, when I say party in terms of his team, his PR and communications team, literally confirmed that he would be right or at 7:30 this morning interviewing. And we received a cancellation notice yesterday saying that he would not be able to join us because of the shooting. And Mr. Eric Trump just literally walked by and did not give us any eye contact. So, dear black Trump supporters, any comment, any perspective?
But it may not be any Trump supporters, but we are getting some smoke on our True Talking text line. Chauncey says, Eric, a.k.a. Spin Master Jr. Rachel is saying, I call BS. Alfonso says, son, just like his daddy, ain't good for sugar, honey, iced tea.
Look at Rachel's additional comment. She said, I don't understand why Eric canceled. Is he out protesting this morning? Is he working with the authorities? Well, I can tell you why now, Rachel. The answer is no, because he just walked by.
Because he just walked by. So
and
clearly,
we are in a media room.
And to go back to my original point, as long as the agenda of what they have wanting to continue to push that forward, they're going to stick to the topics. But these are real issues that are going on right now. And here's a good example for you to have the opportunity to show what you're going to do to try to curb crime in America, what you're going to try to do and
in order to PR person to, right there too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it real for y'all, Truth Nation. And again, Melly, you want to know why we here so we can keep it real and tell you. I'm sorry, Telly, brother. I apologize. You know, because as an only child, when you tell us something and then you don't, I'm sorry, just give you a shower this morning too. When you tell us something as only children and then you say, nope, never mind, it's a trigger for us. Only children, y'all out there, y'all know how it is for us. We don't deal well with rejection, especially after you said, yes, you could get the Cabbage Patch Kid doll for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then Christmas coming and ain't there. Oh, we got a problem.
Yeah, but you get me once, you won't get me again.
Absolutely not.
As your boy Baby Bush was like, first time, shame on you.
You know, he
said, whatever they said.
You fool me once, you can't fool me again.
Right.
Winky Blue, you are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Hey, good morning. I got a comment. I guess, you know, my man would be frightened and afraid to come on after that shooting. But when he walked past, you guys behind the glass.
No. Not at all.
We could have tripped him, Ricky Blue.
You should have called him over there.
No, we're good.
No, we're fine. Yeah. You don't have to beg to get somebody to talk to you.
No, it ain't about begging, but I would have had to address the issue that, you know, you standing me up, man, at a very important time now. He was scared. He's scared to get on there about that shooting, man, because that's an ugly thing right now. You know, I don't know why they were outside of that perimeter. The soft spots around that convention place. So, you know, that's very questionable. And I would be scared to come on there too, because, you know, y'all can get pretty deep. And if he ain't ready to answer it, he gonna stumble all over the place. But y'all be done bust a man lip.
Winky really Blue. You just answered your own question. You just answered your own
right.
question on why we didn't make it go
thing,
any further.
The safest thing for him to have done is maybe have called in and explained it, opposed to sending his team member. You know,
we're good. No response is a response, Winky.
I'll tell you the same thing I told DT when it was canceled. It says more about him than it says about us.
And there you go. And again,
yeah, we'll leave it at that.
I understand that. But would you have made that same decision if you were in those shoes, knowing that what's on the line and a shooting that could be very well unjustifiable because they were a mile and a half away from them where they should really be, you know.
I got to say this too, Winky. You got to hear this.
I'm looking at
our director of content as well as I find it interesting that we're sitting right next to our table where we're broadcasting live from is right next to our sister station, WTMJ. I've noticed a number of attendees, they will walk by us and just kind of be all timid. And then as soon as they see Eric and Vince, they're like, good morning. Mm-hmm. Like as if we're going to, it's kind of like that scene in Boomerang. where Eddie Murphy, Martin, and David Alan Grier walked into the white clothing store.
And it was like, boo.
Boo, and they just jumped. Like,
I got you, because you know what? I've been working down there, and I get some of the same feeling, you know. But I'm going to be totally honest with you. My goal is to try to get done what we as black people need to try to get done. So I don't, you know, if they want, hey, look, I don't care what them people doing, if we can get an agenda going. And the thing that we don't have right now, and that's very scary, we as black people don't have an agenda written out for what we want. Maybe it'll come about when the election really gets going here. Maybe somebody, Ice Cube, or maybe even yourself, will present something that black folk can get on board, and other small businesses and companies and us can say, hey, this is what we want. Is y'all going to do? Is y'all going to work? See,
well, Winky, not to interject, I got to interject. You're making some great points, because we got to take a break. But one thing I do want to highlight based on what Winky just shared is there was an interesting video that was just released from Pharrell Williams, legendary hip hop producer, fashion director for the Louis Vuitton men's line. We come back. I want to piggyback off of what Winky just said, because he made a powerful statement, and hopefully I can get the video, and I'm going to send it to our producer, DJ Ricky, to play, underscoring what Ricky or Winky Blue just stated. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We just got stood up by Eric Trami. I'm sorry. You're listening to the best morning show. I got to behave, y'all. The director of content, Kyle Wallace, is sitting here next to me. We're going to keep it classy for y'all, because you deserve the best. We're going to continue representing our black community here at the Republican National Convention. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, stay tuned. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from the Republican National Convention, returns next on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from the Republican National Convention on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube.
Truth Nation, our Beyond the Mic Happy Hour Mixer Series has been a hit this summer. We want you to join our Truth Team for Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes Happy Hour Mixer Series on Friday, July 26th from 4 to 7 at Mo Bay Cafe, located at 1022 South 1st Street in Milwaukee. There will be delicious cocktails, great conversations, Chula Vista Resort and Water Park giveaways, and Dr. Ken Harris. It's an extra treat. We'll be broadcasting his show live from 4 to 6. Again, mark your calendars for Friday, July 26th from 4 to 7 at Mo Bay Cafe in Milwaukee.
Now, before we take our next caller, because again, our director of content, Kyle Wallace, is right here with us. I got to ask a question, Truth Nation. So, Kyle just informed us that Eric Trump's public relations communications team said that they would be able to join us tomorrow. Now, y'all know me well enough to know that my knee-jerk reaction was like, no, we ain't second class. Look at my dress, y'all. Do I look like? So, Truth Nation, let's just take a live assessment here. Do you think that Telly and I should accept Eric Trump's invitation to come back tomorrow? Can we get a YouTube poll, Ricky? Yes or no? We got about 23 minutes. We're going to let the people let us know, Telly. Do you think that we should accept Eric Trump's rescheduling for tomorrow?
Well, that didn't take long. Marvin on our YouTube message board put no.
Now MT says do it.
Do it.
And then Pillar says shaking my head. Pillar, is that a yes or no? Valerie said no too. Pillar,
yeah.
You shaking your head. Should we... Absolutely. Man, this is like 50-50.
Rachel on our talking text line says, day late, dollar short.
I know that's right, Rachel.
And she says, when they go low, dot, 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 dot.
You go lower? No, I'm just playing. I'm Patti LaBelle, so I tell you right now, when First Lady Michelle Obama said, when they go low, you go high, I was like, no. First Lady, I love you to death. I appreciate and respect everything, but I'm Patti LaBelle. Let's see. Pillar says, yes, give him the truth.
Give him the truth. MT says 100 for real. Kwame says absolutely.
Look at Dan. He said, nope, yesterday's price ain't today's price. I know that's right, Dan. Chauncey said, hell to the nah.
Yeah. Oh, Alfonso okay. says yes.
Man, what did we do? We guys like it's split.
Yeah.
Truth Nation. Okay, we just put, thank you, Ricky, our incredible producer just put a live poll on our YouTube message board. So go to YouTube right now, search for Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Make sure you hit that subscribe button too. Do you think that we should let Eric Trump come on air for an interview tomorrow? He canceled yesterday evening.
And I'm going to tell you, DT, I am a
vote
little
now,
torn.
Y'all. Vote now.
I'm a little torn.
I am
because
too.
Here's the thing. As a part of hosting and co-hosting this show, we control the narrative. You don't allow a subject to come on and control your narrative.
Right.
And that's number one. And number two, so you're telling us it's conditional. You'll come on the show and if nothing comes up or if I'm not ready to handle or deal with some of the things that you want to talk about. But on the flip side, you got to look at it from his point of view as well. He ain't trained on that.
He's not.
He's not trained.
You need to be brief.
I mean, when's the last time you saw Eric Trump holding a press conference about anything? Like, that doesn't happen. So that might not have been able to put him in the best light by him coming on the show after what happened with that fatal shooting yesterday.
This is the Republican National Convention. So, Kyle, have we already given the formal no, we're good, or have we already told we're good?
We haven't responded yet. So Truth Nation, continue to get those votes. Continue to get those votes in.
They coming in, Kyle. We got 22 so far in less than 30 seconds.
Gwendolyn said, "Let's see what lie he gonna tell."
Well, see, and that's the thing. I'm like, well, okay, let's see if he says he's gonna come tomorrow after they canceled, and he cancels again. I think we should accept the invitation.
Monique says no, especially when this is covering it.
Chris Close. This is why.
Says no closed doors to opportunities. No, Monique says no, especially when he didn't acknowledge y'all this morning. Now, that part.
That's a good point,
that part, too. Because he did walk right by. And yesterday was a totally different thing. He stopped us mid-show.
Yeah, he damn near hugged Telly.
Yeah. And now you can't even, like, all of a sudden, our booth isn't here anymore. So, hey, Truth Nation, we are. I'm sure this is going to fall on the decision of our director of content, Kyle Wallace. But
let's check in now with our director of content to see where we're
Kyle,
at.
Kyle, why don't you put this mic on? Let us know where we are right
Kyle,
now.
Come on, let's go ahead.
Let the people know.
The people are voting. They're coming in. So, Kyle, what's the final verdict?
What is your thought? This is the first time I'm sure this has happened to you, and you being in this position. What is your call?
I'm a decent looking guy. I've talked to a lot of different women, and I know what rejection looks like. and you know they give you the runaround. And so he looked me in my face. He said, "Oh, Black Talk. I love Milwaukee Black Talk." I said, "Oh, okay. Well, you want to come on?" And he said, "Maybe tomorrow. Let's try to get tomorrow." And
we love you, Steve.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get my hopes up, right? Because I can't be begging and chasing nobody just to get hurt.
You're too
again.
Fine for that, Kyle. You don't beg and chase nobody.
That's what I'm saying. We are too fine for that.
Well,
but
we're not going to do is market it.
No.
Maybe y'all
that's
should
what we're not going to do.
Y'all should have put a bandage on y'all ear,
right.
Took a picture and tagged him and Trump in it as well, his father, and then maybe they would have said, "Oh, we like those guys."
Right. I'm going to get a little mini pillow.
I don't know where you get an ear cast from.
No, you get
like, that's the first ear cast in history of mankind.
Telly, are we trying to get him on the show or not? They're probably listening right
Look,
now.
Look, hey, it can't get no worse. We ain't got him yet.
we'll put the reach out, and I'll keep y'all updated.
Okay, so Truth Nation, there you have it from our director of content, Kyle Wallace. we will work on this, and we'll confirm tomorrow once he walks up to the actual
And Alfonso, at the great point, and it's something that you don't do. You're absolutely right. Alfonso hit us up on our YouTube message board and say, never be in y'all feelings. We want to hear from the Republicans. Hey, if that's what it is, like you said, like, you can't get emotions involved. If we can get them, I think we should get them.
There you go.
And that's my final answer. It just came up again. You can't just say, because a year from now, are you going to look back and say, well, we would have got Trump if he didn't play us the day before?
Right. No, you're right. And here's the thing, though. They're going to tell us, I'm pretty confident they're going to tell us what questions that he can ask and what questions he can't ask. Yeah. So there's definitely going to be some boundaries set, some perimeters. But to have Eric Trump on The Truth, I think we should go for it. And like you said, we're professionals, remove the emotional aspect. Now, Eric, we can't protect you from Truth Nation now. They ain't got nothing to do with us now. Like, we not they mamas or dads. We're not. They're adults. So more to come. Stay tuned in terms of the status of the Eric Trump interview tomorrow. Now, we're not going to have enough time for this, but obviously two other major headlines. President Biden was the keynote speaker during yesterday's national convention, the NAACP, and today is their last day. They started Saturday with their, I believe, I want to say 43rd, but let me fact check. But anywho, they are hosting their national convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, and President Biden was the keynote speaker yesterday, and he referenced black jobs.
Yes. And came up with a good one, too.
It came up with a good one, although, again, so when we come back, we're going to get into some of the highlights for tomorrow, including hopefully rescheduling our live interview with former President Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We are broadcasting live from the 2024 Republican National Convention, Milwaukee. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly live from the Republican National Convention returns next on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly live from the Republican National Convention on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube.
Truth Nation, thank you so much for tuning in. Telly and I, during break, we're talking about your engagement. Y'all are tuned in, and
yes.
our producer, DJ Ricky, just informed us that this has been, if not the most viewed, highly engaged show in the history of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. It is today, and we have to give y'all a huge, yes, you. Huge thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And again, this goes back to our earlier call from Miss Melody. This is why we're here. This is one of our highest rated shows. We hear, we don't assume that black listeners or black people are just Democrats. And by the way, even if you are a Democrat, it's all, for me, and I'm not saying what I am and what I'm not, but I watch all news media platforms because I want to know what everybody is talking about when it comes to the black community. And Telly, just from, you know, today's show and the response that we've received reporting on the fatal shooting of 43-year-old unhoused man Samuel Sharp, what are your feelings today? Because again, we already knew that we were going to be making history, but we definitely did not want to have to report on another black man being shot and killed by police officers who ain't even from here.
Yes, that's the most disheartening part, because it was just 24 hours ago we were talking about how it's been safe here and you have felt safe, and I mean, yes, this occurred outside of the soft zone, but it's still another murder in our city. It's still another 43-year-old black man that is gunned down or is killed without any sort of merit. I feel like these are the things that we want to know about and we want to be engaged about. And these are the issues that we want to see our politicians address, because, yes, you could talk about this, that, and the other, but these are real life things that are affecting real families. And for you to not want to talk about it or not engage with it, that just it kind of, you know, no response is sometimes the loudest response.
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't want to, and they meaning the politicians that are here, and yes, this is not just a Milwaukee problem. This happened during the Republican National Convention. And so this is an opportunity to to address this and show Americans, especially if you want the black vote the way you say you do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just show up at a town hall meeting or show up to promote your gold sneakers. Show that, okay, if I'm reelected, this is how we're going to attack this.
And that we truly are a country standing on a united front. See, this
Correct.
Is where it raises my eyebrows, because, again, if this is a country that is supposed to be removing the existing divisions, and you have a party, a Republican Party, one of their core beliefs is, you know, taking care of yourself, taking care of yours, being financially stable to provide for you and your family and not having to depend on the government for any type of assistance and create your own. But yet we still have these situations where we continue to have disproportionate fair treatment.
Yes.
How can we as a community continue to grow, thrive, increase our wealth when constantly every day we're reminded that we don't matter? Now, earlier, and this is going to be part of my truth of the matter, one of our listeners on the Truth Talking text line says, why is it so hard for people to understand you play with fire, you will get burned? It's ridiculous to think that when you act like an idiot, to think there's no repercussions. These days and times, we all know what's going on, yet still act dumb, then cry about the outcome. I'm going to say this. It's not easy to understand constantly seeing black men getting murdered by white police officers. I'm never going to understand that. And the fact that this human being pulled out a knife, we don't know if he were going to kill him. We don't know if he was going. We don't know what kind of relationship those two gentlemen had. They may have had situations where they, you know, pull out knives on each other. But, and I know I'm taking up too much time, Telly, but my truth of the matter is this. Do not, and I'm going to quote one of our other listeners, do not put, what is it? Oh, man, I'm totally messing this up. In charge of, in the hen house. Don't put the fox in charge of the hen house, knowing what the consequences will be. Telly, I'm sorry. I took up our time for Truth of the Matter. Thank you, co-hosts.
Oh, no. I think I got a little time left.
Okay.
I think I got a little time left.
I heard that. Look, they tried to do a Cuba Gooding Jr. on me, start playing the music during my acceptance speech. So I figured, let me just shut on up.
No, but I appreciate that. And, again, it is unfortunate that we had to bear witness to what happened to Mr. Samuel Sharp Jr. yesterday. And something that I was really thinking about, yes, we talked a lot about how these out-of-state police officers came in this particular community and clearly didn't know the dynamics of this community where there were a lot of unhoused people. And I noticed that if we can take care of making sure downtown looks great while this convention is here in Milwaukee, why can't we do that all the time? Because you haven't seen any unhoused people downtown, because that would be a bad look on the city of Milwaukee. But if we could clean it up for this week, why can't we do this the entire time and find ways to make sure that these unhoused people find homes and find ways to get back on their feet? That is my truth of the matter. And again, it's just, it's senseless that this unhoused veteran was murdered by Columbus police officers yesterday in our city.
And the vice presidential candidate for the Republican Party is also from Ohio. So more to come. Stay locked in. We've got 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio, including Sherwin Hughes coming to you live now. Stay locked in. We'll see and hear y'all tomorrow, broadcasting live from the 2024 Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee.
Peace out.